Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, July 24th, 2018. On this day in 1974, the United States Supreme Court unanimously ruled that President Richard Nixon did not have the authority to withhold subpoenaed White House tapes, and they ordered him to surrender the tapes to the Watergate special prosecutor. On Saturday, July 28th, the Christopher Street Day Parade will once again run through the city. The motto of this year's 40th Christopher Street Day is My Body, My Identity, My Life. Around 1 million people are expected to take to the streets at the CSD parade for the rights of gays, lesbians, transsexuals and transgenders, inter and bisexuals. The CSD is the highlight of the Pride Weeks from 2nd to the 24th of July, during which the LGBT community is celebrated. Christopher Street Day reminds the world of the events of around June 28, 1969. At that time, a police raid took place at the Stonewall Inn Bar on Christopher Street in New York City. Following the raid, gays, lesbians, transgender, and drag queens demonstrated against police brutality. In the following year, the first protest demonstrations in memory of the unrest took place in New York and other U.S. cities. The first Christopher Street Day in Berlin took place in June of 1979. Gay Pride was the motto under which 450 demonstrators took to the streets of West Berlin. The opening ceremony will take place on Saturday at noon at Kurfürstendamm on the corner of Joachimsthalerstraße. Half an hour later, the traditional parade starts via Augsburger and Nürnberger Straße, Wittenberg, Nollendorf, and Lützowplatz, past the Siegessäule to the Brandenburg Gate, where the program starts at about 2 p.m. in the Pride Village on the main stage. Please follow the link in our show notes for a list of other events and activities in the Hauptstadt dedicated to Christopher Street Day. After the Mietpreisbremse, or rent breaks, or caps, came into force 3 years ago, rents in Berlin have risen more strongly than in the same period before. This is the result of a recently published study by the internet portal Immowelt. Since 2015, rents in Berlin have climbed on average from €8.50 per square meter to €11.40 per square meter. The growth rate is 34%. By comparison, rents in Berlin rose by 25% between the first half of 2012 and the first half of 2015. Berlin is not the only city in which the rent cap has not achieved the desired effect. In Munich, for example, rents climbed to a record high of €17.90 per square meter. Since the introduction of the rent cap in August of 2015, they have risen by 19%. This means that the picture in the Bavarian state capital is almost the same as in the three-year period before 2015, when rents were already rising strongly at a rate of 20%. Immowelt boss Carsten Schlabritz stated that, quote, "The rapid price development in Berlin and Munich is not surprising, and affordable housing is still scarce in both cities. To prevent further price increases, social housing must become as profitable for investors as freely financed housing. This can only be done if cities and municipalities provide market-driven incentives." However, the current situation looks different. The few available building plots are extremely expensive and are sold at maximum prices. Construction costs have also risen drastically in recent years, partly due to new building regulations. Many new buildings are therefore in the luxury price segment. Therefore, low and normal earners lose out. Last year, only 666 of the 15,669 completed apartments in Berlin were social housing. The exceptions to the rent cap, which does not apply to new buildings or the comprehensive renovation of existing properties, even favor development. Rents that were already more than 10% above the local standard comparative rent prior to the introduction of the law are also protected. Tenant organizations have long advocated abolishing the exceptions and punishing infringements of the price cap more severely. However, the Great Coalition government wants to make only marginal changes. One of the most important corrections is that landlords should, in the future, provide information on the amount of the previous rent before concluding a rental agreement. The Tenants Association complains that while this creates more transparency, it does not change anything in the exceptions. On Sunday, a stranger poured liquid over two homeless men at the Schönewiede S-Bahn station and set them on fire. The 47 and 62-year-old victims suffered life-threatening burns. They were taken to a hospital, and because of their injuries, the two men could not yet be questioned by the criminal police. The two victims were sleeping at the elevators in front of the station when they were attacked around 11 p.m., and the belongings of the men were also set on fire. At first, it was unclear whether it was gasoline or high-percentage liquor used by the perpetrator, who fled unidentified. Initially, the media had reported about two attackers. Passersby fetched a fire extinguisher from the neighboring snack bar and came to the men's rescue. The motive of the crime is unclear, and the homicide department is now investigating the suspicion of an attempted homicide. If the perpetrator was in the station, he could have been filmed by the cameras there. Right next to the spot of the attack, other homeless had laid a blanket on the floor on Monday with two candles and flowers. Next to it was a cardboard sign saying "Sadness, Anger, Solidarity." The Alliance Center for Democracy from Treptow-Köpenick held a vigil against homelessness and exclusion outside the station yesterday. A similar attack on a homeless man occurred on Christmas Eve 2016 and made headlines all over Germany. A group of young people had tried to set a sleeping man on fire at the Schönleinstrasse station in Neukölln. The main offender was sentenced to 2 years and 9 months imprisonment, three accomplices to juvenile sentences of 8 months, each on probation. Since yesterday, S-Bahn passengers must prepare for massive disabilities in the west of Berlin, and for almost 2 weeks. Until August 3rd, traffic between Tiergarten and Charlottenburg is completely interrupted. This applies to lines S3, S5, S7, and S9, though regional and long-distance traffic is not affected. 6 kilometers of tracks are being renewed because of 13 years of wear. According to the railway spokesman Burkhard Allert, the section between Tiergarten and Charlottenburg is very curvy and particularly susceptible to wear and tear. To do this, both tracks have to be closed in order to transport materials in and out and to install the fixtures on the other track. Steam dampers are also being replaced there to reduce noise pollution for local residents. The lines affected are as follows. Zoologischer Garten and Savinieplatz are not served by suburban trains. The S3 line will run from Erkner to Tiergarten without a stop in Karlshorst and between Charlottenburg and Spandau. The S5 line will only run between Strausberg Nord and Ospenhof. From there, it only continues with the S3, S7, and S9. The S7 line will run from Ehrensfelde to Tiergarten and between Charlottenburg and Potsdam. The airport line S9 will only run from Schönefeld to Tiergarten and Charlottenburger to Spandau. Between Tiergarten and Charlottenburg, a replacement Haltestelle with buses will be set up. The S-Bahn also recommends changing to the regional trains from Friedrichstrasse, Hauptbahnhof, or Zoo. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.